Well, good morning. I'm Nectar's Baker, I'm your host, and you're listening to the Prayer Chair. And last night, I was at a city council meeting, and I have to say that I am embarrassed. Really am embarrassed. And my proposal wasn't there. Good thing he wasn't there, but the mayor, Kelly Decker, he's a joke himself, and I was reading out of the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, and what it says about serving two masters, and I haven't read that in a while, but before we go into our studies, I wanna read that verse and what Jesus says, and it is important to my topics for the series is pride, and the purpose of pride. And why it is important to understand it, and why the politicians are serving two masters. I read that in scripture, I read that verse in front of the mayor last night. After the meeting, I got together with a group of guys, and I read that scripture. And that probably annoyed him some, but I don't care. And the reason why I do that is because I'm trying to get my point across to people, especially politicians. Verse 24, it says, No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one or love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve both God and mammon. Mammon means money. And these politicians are serving two masters. They are serving both God and mammon. Money. Why? Because our tax dollars are going into their pockets. Going into the pockets. They raise their taxes to take their money and put them in their pockets. It is important to understand the purpose of what God wants us to do, in the warnings of God. It is important to understand what God is warning us about, and why these politicians and why the church is so silent when it comes to money, when it comes to politics. Why are they so afraid? It's because of the separation of church and state? Or it's because they are under the 501c3? Or both? I say both. They are afraid of being persecuted by the government. Do not be afraid of persecution. Why? Because Jesus says it in chapter 24, that you'll be persecuted for my name's sake. Let's go to Matthew 24 before I go deep into our studies. Chapter 24. And it says that I want to read the whole chapter to you. I might not be able to, but I'm going to try. But it's important to understand the points of what Christ is saying to us about persecution. And the signs of his coming. I'm not going to start at verse 1. Just want to start at verse 3. And what verse 3 says. And it says that, actually, I will start at verse 1. It says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings, to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Verse 3 says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming, of thy coming, and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceives you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure upon the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy places, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah and flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. I'm going to stop there for a moment. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen, and what Jesus is saying about what the government is going to do to us. Persecution is coming to America. The First Amendment is being removed. The Second Amendment be removed. Our Bibles, our guns would be taken out of our hands by the government. We have to stand up. The church has to go to every town meeting, every city meetings. Doesn't matter where you live. If you live in a town or a city, you have to go and represent your church. I go to represent mine. I always represent the Tri-State Family Christian Center every time I go to the city council meetings. Every month. Every 2 months. On Mondays. Every 2 months on Mondays. I represent Tri-State Family Christian Center. Why? Because I'm defending the religious rights of America and the citizens of Port Jervis and the citizens of America. That's why I go to these meetings all the time. To watch these clowns make fools out of themselves. Jesus says, let no man on the housetop go to his own house to take his personal stuff. We can't. Why? Because there's no U-Haul trucks following the back of a hearse. As Bill Graham always said, Verse 18 says, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. The elect means the president and your representative, including the governor and the mayor. Their days are shortened by God himself. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, There will be eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall be the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And those shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. What is the light? If the sun is not shining anymore, and moon is no longer giving her light, where is the light coming from? The light is coming from Christ himself. Christ is the light of heaven. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled, meaning the prophecies of Isaiah, the prophecies of these prophets, the word of the prophets be fulfilled. The Old Testament will be fulfilled when Christ comes back to take us home. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day, an hour, knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah, Noah, where's so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready for such in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all the goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in the hour that he is not aware of, but shall call him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What is Jesus saying about gnashing of teeth? Teeth would be, and people would be angered by what these people are doing, what the government is doing. We are being angered. I felt anger in the room last night at the City Hall. Hatred. Hatred. The mayor has hatred in him. And I felt it. Telling the people who has the right to speak their minds to shut up. Who is he to judge? And who are you to judge for those who are a politician? Who are you to tell somebody to shut up when they're speaking their minds? Ed Grote was speaking his mind. He knows the dark secrets. And the mayor, had the balls to tell him to shut his mouth. Why? Because he's afraid of the truth. All the Democratic Party are afraid of the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. When you read scriptures in front of them, they don't want to hear it. They have the law enforcement on your back to remove you from the room. Why? Because you are speaking the truth of Christ. And here's my point. My point is in verse 4 in chapter 6 of Galatians. It says, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. There's my point right there. These politicians are prideful. They are prideful. Between the mayor and Bavoso, they are prideful. Where's the money going to? They're doing great things. Downtown looks nice. But what else is going there? People are complaining because of construction trucks. commercial vehicles going in and out of the junkyard. During construction early in the morning. First thing in the morning. People are being annoyed. Did the mayor care? Nope, he didn't. He didn't care. He doesn't care about your privacy. He doesn't care that you're trying to sleep. He doesn't care about it. He just tunes you out. That's all he does. There's a young lady, Barbara, who's starting a program called Discovery, Project Discovery, and for the mentally challenged people in the city is having a hissy fit about it. The mayor, she's a disabled man in this room, in his meetings. People from Acts of Support for Living, people from Inspire. Barbara is a nurse, a registered nurse. And she has people coming to their homes, into her home, to take care of them, to work with them. She has a daycare in her own house. She wants to put in the fence. And the mayor's worried about what might happen. Don't worry about what might happen. Don't worry about anything what might happen. Give glory to Christ. That's all you have to worry about, is to give glory to Christ. Worry not. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah is important to burn into your brains and to remember what these guys are doing and why these left-wing churches are not doing nothing and to stand before the mayor and tell him what you're doing is sinful. Your work is not of Christ. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. What these guys are doing, the proud. What is the proud? The proud is the rich. What is the rich? The politicians. The doctors. Any politicians work with doctors. The state of New York is pushing the vaccination down the throats of these Christians. And Mayor Decker is supporting it. He's meeting up with the governor. He's meeting up with the legislators. He does not care about the religious rights. If these people don't want to vaccinate their children, they do not want it. No means no. Do you know what no means? Do you know what when the parent says it's against my religious belief? Where in the Bible does it say vaccination? Where in the Bible does it say that? It doesn't say it at all. That's why my best friend Gina Fitzpatrick stepped down from the council. Because of this nonsense. People the state of New York is shoving in vaccinations down the throats of Christians. Not just Christians, but the Jews as well. That's why I can't stand politics. Shoving, forcing people. What is America founded on? America is founded on the religious beliefs, the religious rights, the First Amendment. They are violating the First Amendment. There's a gentleman out there who's standing up for the religious rights, standing up before the government and telling them to stop forcing Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindus to vaccinate their children. Where in the Bible does it say vaccination? Where in the Bible does it say that? It's nowhere to be found in Scripture to vaccinate the child. The school system are forcing parents to pull their children out of the schools. That's why the parents are homeschooling. We have over 180 children in a homeschool program. Why? Because the government is shoving vaccination down the throats of the parents. And that's why I was embarrassed last night at the council meeting, because they were talking about it. There's a young lady that was there giving a presentation about trees. She's against it. She's against the vaccinations. She's against pharmaceuticals. And she's right. Trees heal people. I'd rather be around trees than being around a doctor that shows medication down my throat. And I love the presentation that young lady gave. Chapter 22 of Isaiah, verse 9. It says, "The Lord of hosts hath purposed it to stain the pride of all glory, and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth." Ladies and gentlemen, it is important to understand how cruel the government is. How cruel they are. That's part of the vaccine is part of the persecution. I want to go up before the council, before the mayor at the next council meeting, and tell them to stop forcing vaccinations down the throats of Christians. Stop violating the religious rights of people who don't want to vaccinate their children. Yeah, they don't want their kids getting sick, but doesn't matter. Does not matter. Medication does not heal people. Christ heals people. In the Bible, it says Christ heals. I want to close with this, with Christ healing somebody. Chapter 9 of John's Gospel. Chapter 9. And what Jesus says. Chapter 9. And it says right here, And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night is cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I'm going to stop there, because I wanted to read verse 1 and 5. It is important to understand what Jesus did to heal this man. And I'm going to jump down I'm going to read a couple more verses, and I'm going to close with this. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, washed, and came seeing. I'm going to stop there. And I don't want to read the whole chapter, because I know the end of the story. I want you to read the book of John. If Jesus had planned for the blind man, he had the plan for you. Why aren't these churches standing up before the city council? Where's the Port Jervis churches to stand up before the mayor? Where are these churches to stand up before the House of Representatives when it comes to the vaccination and the abortion of children? What is fearful about murder of innocent children? What is fearful about it? I am disturbed. I'm annoyed. I'm embarrassed by what the mayor of Port Jervis has been doing lately. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Really embarrassing. Why go to these meetings if I'm going to embarrass myself? Or be embarrassed by the mayor himself? You can't serve two masters. Can't serve both God and money. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for this podcast. Thank you for those who are listening. I just ask that they would understand what this government is doing to shove the vaccinations down the throats of your children. Father, I just ask that every one of them would come to you. Every doctor, every politician would turn to you. And to follow you. And to follow your name. Father, I'm just crying out for the churches who are in complete silence. Is it both the 501c3 and the separations of church and state, or is it both 501c3 and separation of church and state. And I know it is both. It is both. The 501c3 and the separation of church and state are making them afraid. They are afraid of standing up before the mayor of Port Jervis to tell him what he's doing is not of God. It's not of you. It's not of the scriptures. Give me the courage to stand up before the mayor to read the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve both God and money. You can't hate. You can't love one person and the other. And that's what Mayor Decker is doing. He's loving one person and hating the other. It doesn't go that way. You have to love both. Both people. That's what your word says. And I thank you and I praise you. In his name, amen. I just want you, ladies and gentlemen, to understand something. Turn to Christ right now. By repeating this prayer with me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Make me one with you as you're one with your Father. Help me become a better man and the man I want to become. Help me become a father. Help me become a husband that my wife is looking for. Help me see my future and what my future is going to be like. In his name, amen. You pray that prayer. You're going to see a difference in your life. And church, go to the city council meetings. Doesn't matter where you live. If you're in a city or a town, go to the meetings. And listen to what the politicians that you elected are doing behind your back. God bless you and thank you. Thank you for listening to the prayer chair. God bless.